July 8th, Thursday. What have you received from God? These are the words given to Abraham by God. I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. Genesis 12, 2. However, Abraham did not believe because he thought that God's word didn't align with his situation. As a result, Abraham's life, which wasn't in accord with the word of God, became a continuation of daily life where nothing took place. One day, Abraham came to a great turning point in his life when he grabbed hold of God's word as his personal mission. Abraham discarded his unbelief and disobedience and yielded everything to his nephew Lot. Consequently, for Abraham, who had resolved and chose the covenant and mission, God poured down overflowing blessings. Abraham became abundantly wealthy and gained honor to the extent that many nations could not stand up against him. The same is true for you. Like Abraham, there are many times when you set limitations by first looking at yourself, your level, and your situations. By doing that, there isn't any room for God's word to intervene. However, you were born as a child of God who can only be truly happy inside of the covenant. At this moment, reflect on the status and authority given to you by God. In addition, meditate on both the word that Abraham received and God's special mission for you. The mission before you depart. Numbers 26, verse 4. Take a census of the people, from 20 years old and upward, as the Lord commanded Moses, the people of Israel who came out of the land of Egypt were. When the Israelites migrated, the most important mission was transporting the tabernacle. For that reason, those who would fulfill that mission were selected. The conquered land was distributed, and the temple was raised. The temple is the platform to enjoy the blessings of the throne. It is also an important system to heal the 237 nations of the world and raise them as the summit. That's why you must hold on to this as your mission. Furthermore, when you hold on to your mission, there is something that you will be able to see. What is that? Number one, see in advance, possess in advance, and enjoy in advance. First of all, you'll see answers in advance. God will show you in advance the power of the throne, the blessings of the three feasts, and the evidence of the wilderness path. In addition, you'll possess in advance the court of the Gentiles, the court of prayer, and the court of children. You'll also enjoy in advance the blessings of the covenant that are inside the Ark of the Covenant, such as the lampstand, altar of incense, bread of presence, bronze basin, anointing oil, and quartz. Number two, conquer in advance and fulfill in advance. You will undoubtedly conquer the field in advance. The figures who received this blessing were Joshua, Caleb, and Rahab. In addition, God has fulfilled everything in advance. Just like David, who confessed that everything was in the hands of the Lord. You just need to enjoy the blessing of believing and accompanying Jehovah God, who has already fulfilled everything in advance. Your time schedule is entirely in God's hands. However, by restoring your mission, you can change that time schedule. Your top priority isn't to cultivate your abilities, but to grab hold of what God needs as your mission. Dear God, rather than praying vainly, help me to become a witness who seeks after your great works. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.